Good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
That's a great response. Thank you. I want to welcome you all to the first Sunday of Advent. Advent marks the beginning of the Christian year. It's a new year for us Christians. It lasts for 4 weeks until we get to Christmas, where, of course, we recognize that Christ came into the world. And today, we celebrate the gift of hope. And throughout these weeks of Advent, you'll see different families lighting the Advent wreath as a symbol of wondrous gifts that we've been given to by God. I want to especially reach out to those that are visitors for the first time, or if you haven't been here in a long time, we want to welcome you, and we're glad that you decided to come here for worship. We hope that you feel at home, and we hope that you feel relaxed and can just rest in God's house. A few announcements to mention is that this evening will be our Christmas family life dinner, which will be from 5 to 7 this evening. The church will be providing the meats, and we're asking for members of the congregation to provide potatoes and dressing, sides and vegetables, and dessert. And all that will start about 5. Immediately following the 10:45 service, we'll be putting up tables. So if you're here then, it'd be great if you could give us a hand with that. I want to also mention that this Wednesday, December 4th, will be the first of our Advent Tizay prayer services. And a Tizay service is a short service, about 30 minutes, and it's centered around prayer, silence, and songs that are very short but are repeated over and over again. I've encountered it many times, and I find it a blessing. And I hope that you'll be able to come out during your lunch hour and maybe participate or any time for noon to noon 30. This Thursday, December 5th, is the ACCDC Christmas program. It'll be at 6 o'clock here in the sanctuary. We want everybody to come and enjoy that program. And then finally, make a note on your calendar to be here next Sunday. Because this choir has worked very, very hard, and they're going to deliver a worshipful atmosphere with their Christmas cantata. It'll be at the 8:30 service and 10:45 divine service. We ask that you come and enjoy this wonderful music that they've prepared. And so now that we've shared all these announcements, let us rise and greet one another in the name of Christ. Please stand for our call to worship. How shall we prepare this house for the coming of the King?
With branches of cedar, the tree of royalty.
How shall we prepare this house for the coming of the eternal Christ?
With garlands of pine and fir, whose leaves are ever living and ever green.
How shall we prepare this house for the coming of our Savior?
With
How shall we prepare our hearts for the coming of the Son of God?
By hearing again the words of the prophets who foretold the saving work of God.
For God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Would you join with me in the blessing of the Advent wreath reading found in your bulletin? Loving God, your church joyfully awaits the coming of its Savior, who enlightens our hearts and dispels the darkness of ignorance and sin. Pour forth your blessings upon us as we light the candles of this wreath through the Advent season. May their light reflect the splendor of Christ, who is Lord forever and ever. Amen. Now I invite forward Jenny and Brian Dale, who will light the candle of hope.
Our scripture for today is Hebrews 10:23 and 6:19.
Let us hold fast the confession of hope without wavering, for he who promised the faith, we have a sure, steadfast anchor of the soul, our hope in Jesus Christ.
We light this candle as a symbol of Christ, our steadfast hope of our personal salvation. Jesus Christ is our hope in life when we find ourselves facing a world of despair. Let the light of your hope and belief in Jesus Christ as Savior of all be your counsel and guide this season and forevermore. Please join us in the congregational prayer response. Our Heavenly Father, we give thanks for your Son, Jesus Christ, who is our hope eternal. As we share Christ with others, may we each find their hope in him, now and forevermore. In Christ's name, amen.
Good morning. I love you, January. Did everybody have a great turkey day? Did you eat lots of turkey? Yes, I bet. Well, today I want to see if you have heard these words before. Now listen to me. Listen. Do you hear me? Have you heard those before? Yes. Who says those?
God.
God does. But who else says that?
Jesus.
Your parents. That's right. That is right. They do. They say, listen to me. Do you hear me? Those kind of things. Do we always, we listen, but do we always hear what they say? No, we don't, do we? Very good answer. But you know what? What happens is that we may listen, and you know what? When we focus is when we hear, right? When we focus on something. In our story today, Mary listened and she focused, because you know why? She heard that she was going to be the mom of who? Jesus. That's right. And so she focused and she listened. And as we go into the Advent season, there's a lot of times when we have all this excitement. Who comes during Christmas?
Santa Claus.
Santa Claus. And we get presents and we go see family. You have Santa Claus at your house, and it's Christmas now. Wonderful. Andrew. Oh, you have the elf on the shelf. That's right. But as we do that, yes, they're watching, aren't you? Aren't they? Mm-hmm. But you know what? As we go through this season, I want us to not only listen, but I want us to hear what is going to happen. That we are preparing for who? We are preparing for Jesus. Very good. We also are preparing for Santa Claus. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for today. Make sure we listen and hear. In your name, we pray. Amen.
Let us pray. God of hope, how blessed we are to be your disciples who speak and act as the hands and feet of Christ in the world. Lord, as the nights get darker and light seems to be more and more dim, give us your wondrous hope found within your presence on earth, and in the resurrection power of your Son. Let us move forward towards Christmas with hearts open to receive strangers into our midst, minds open to see things from a different perspective that allow us a glimpse of your kingdom on earth, and open our souls to be more and more connected to you by our awesome and mysterious grace that connects the body of Christ and which transforms us into people with glad hearts, bursting with joy. Let us be hope for people who find themselves carrying a heavy load of despair. May we always trust that you can bring us out of the worst of situations, always able to put our feet on solid ground, on the rock of our faith, Jesus Christ. We ask you to be with those that are suffering in our world, those without food, without shelter, without loved ones, without the knowledge of what you have done for them. May we never forget that your light will never fade, your light will never dim, your light will never go out. No, your light will always cast out the darkness around us and the darkness in us. May your light always draw us into your presence, where we can rest under your mighty arms. We ask this in the name of our Savior and Shepherd, Christ Jesus. And we now pray the prayer that our Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us of our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I would invite you, if you haven't already done so, to please fill out the registration pads, especially for our visitors. We want to know if you've been here and how we can reach out to you. I also want to let everyone know that the final total for the family-to-family boxes was 213. And we beat our record. Let's give a round of applause. Those are families that are going to be able to, that had food and nourishment, and we give thanks for that. Now let us pray for our offertory. Most generous God, we are humbly thankful for how you have worked within our lives, how you have blessed us with energy and strength to complete tasks in your name, and the ability to bless others with what we have. As we give back to you during this Advent season, may you know, Holy One, how grateful we are to serve you with our lives. We give to others. We give to support your promise of bringing the kingdom of God to earth. May we move our pride out of the way and let you in. Amen.
remain standing for our hymn of meditation, hymn 220, Angels from the Realms of Glory.
Angels from the realms of glory, wing your flight o'er all the earth. Ye who sang creation's story, now proclaim Messiah's birth. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Shepherds in the field abiding, watching o'er their flocks by night. God with us is now residing, yonder shines the infant light. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Sages, leave your contemplations, brighter visions beam afar. Seek the great desire of nations, ye have seen his natal star. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King. Saints before the altar bending, watching along in hope and fear. Suddenly the Lord descending, in his temple shall appear. Come and worship, come and worship, worship Christ the newborn King.
This morning I offer to you from the Word of God as recorded in the Gospel of Luke, as we go to the first chapter and look at verses 39 through 45. May the people of God listen closely to the heart of God as recorded in Luke 1, 39 through 45. In those days, Mary arose and went with haste into the hill country to a city of Judah, and she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. And when Elizabeth heard the greeting of Mary, the babe leapt in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. And she exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why is this granted me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For behold, when the voice of your greeting came to my ears, the babe in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be fulfillment of what was spoken to her from the Lord." The word of God for the people of God. A woman who deemed herself to be quite the fashion plate, standing in line with these exquisite shoes bedecked with sequins and feathers, turned around as she waited in the line at the department store and saw a little tot standing next to her. And ever so sweetly, she looked at the little boy and she said, "I hope you get what you want for Christmas, Sonny." And he looked at her and he looked at those shoes, which looked like she had run into a chicken coop, and said, "And I hope you get what you want for Christmas, and I hope it's a new pair of shoes." Hope. Sometimes the word seems elusive to us. When we feel no hope, we attempt drastic measures. When we feel no hope, we sometimes do things that are less than brilliant. When we feel no hope, we may be paralyzed in fear and do nothing. Hope is the power that enables us to be joyful when circumstances around us are unkind. 2 years ago, and 2 weeks away. We were planning to enjoy a great event of our older daughter's wedding. We had great hopes. It was a huge family event for us, and our hopes were not disappointed. And I cannot help but think about Mary, who was looking forward to her wedding plans. Jewish tradition, oh my, the wedding lasted a week with great festivity and many family celebrations. But it wouldn't be like that for Mary. Her hopes were crushed. Her wedding plans were crushed. A young, modest peasant woman, she found favor with God. She had been chosen above all to be selected to bear the very Son of God, the Savior of your sins and of mine, the Redeemer of our lives. And his name would be called Jesus, which means God saves. Now, Mary's curiosity melted as she realized the same power of God which had enabled her cousin Elizabeth, who had been barren and was advanced in age, to be able to bear a son. That same power which would enable Mary to conceive by the Holy Spirit and bear the Son of God. Any fear or unbelief quickly was replaced with total humble obedience and a sense of great honor. And that honor was affirmed as John the Baptist, we just read, before he was born, leapt in the womb of Elizabeth at the mere approaching of Mary, who was coming to bear the news to her beloved cousin Elizabeth. At the moment of Elizabeth's proclamation of faith, again, Mary, who esteemed Elizabeth so greatly, had the highest respect. That praise flowed from Mary's heart to her lips as she professed how she felt of having this great miracle of bearing God's only son. Sometimes that's all it takes, doesn't it, to wipe away fears and tears. Words of affirmation from someone we love. Do not underestimate, my friends, the power of words of encouragement, of an occasional card saying, I'm thinking of you. An occasional word of, you're doing a great job. An occasional letter just stating your appreciation for someone. The power of encouragement can take someone out of a sense of hopelessness and enable them to feel valued again. For Mary, Elizabeth's words unlocked and unleashed any kind of fear that she had had and transformed that fear into this eloquent testimony that you find in the following passage of Scripture, which we know as the Magnificat, that wonderful prayer and blessing, because Mary felt it important to just testify that great trust God had had in her, and now she had in God as well, as she praised him. Now, throughout the Bible, we've been introduced to many, many characters that really are very similar to our own human flaws and conditions of sin. But through a growing faith, the struggles enable them then to become great characters of faith, enable them to experience great encounters of hope. For instance, take Noah. All he can see for miles and miles is water. Water to the east, water to the west, water to the north, water to the south, water, water, water. And there he is And he has been asked by God to do a tremendous thing. I can understand the kind of fear and the need for hope that Noah had. Christmas Eve 2009, we had a tremendous rainstorm. I was serving in Searcy, and I was driving down about, I guess it was 7 or 8 o'clock at night, and we were going down the Jacksonville Highway, and here was the Hilliard Caravan, rather waterlogged. You couldn't see where the highway started and the land began. What the radio announcers often who give the traffic reports call the bean field, it looked like Lake Michigan. And here was the rest of my family and 3 SUVs, and they were above the water. And I was in my small car and felt like a squashed bug. I was very thankful for the cell phones. Kara was behind me in her SUV. See, everybody had come from different directions in the state to be able to worship together. So we were in those separate vehicles. And I called Kara and I said, I'm a little nervous. You need to pray for me. You're going to be okay, Mom. I'm right behind you. And Tony called later on, and how you doing back there, hon? He was, of course, the head car. And I said, I've never been so frightened in my life. I'm praying 90 to nothing. He said, you're fine. Just follow Katie's wake. Katie was in front of me. I said, Tony, boats have wakes, not cars. And that prayer took us safely home about 9 o'clock at night. Tony wanted to know where the water had been up on that car. And he had Kara come out to the garage to point to where it was on the bumper of my car, 19 inches. And apparently the only reason that I didn't flood out was the air intake on a Mercedes is a bit higher than most model cars. Hope can seem so remote, or excuse the pun, dead in the water when you're frightened. Noah needed hope like no one's business. He had endured the scandal of building this monstrosity of an ark when there was not a drop of rain in sight. And now he had to endure the absence of hope for dry land. So he sent a raven out on a scouting mission that never returned. And he sent a dove. And it came back shivering and spent, and having no sign of life about it, no place to roost. And so he tried again, and he sent the dove out later with a prayer, and he let it go, and he watched the dove go into the distance where it seemed just a speck. You know how Noah felt. You've had your share of floods in your life. Flooded by sorrow at the hospital bedside of a loved one, or worse yet, at the cemetery. You've had your share of floods when work was pretty tense, or a loved one just couldn't seem to rise above their addiction or their despair. You've seen the floodwaters rise in your life, and you've seen the sun set on your hopes. You have been in Noah's boat, and like Noah, all you needed was just that little bit of hope. And before you know it, that's what Noah received. Hear how the Bible describes that moment in Genesis 8:11. When the dove returned to him in the evening, there in its beak was a freshly plucked olive leaf. An olive leaf, a symbol of hope, evidence of life after flood. To all the Elizabeths and Marys and Josephs and Noahs, to all who search the horizon for that speck of hope out there, Jesus proclaims yes. And he arrives brilliantly, yet humbly on the scene. He even rises to us like a dove resting on its shoulder as he emerges forth in baptism and gives us the Spirit. He comes bearing fruit of redemption from a distant land on the heavenly drifts of hope. So this season of Advent, I hope for you several things. The first is this: I hope you make a choice to honor Christ each day through your family traditions, at work, your words, and your gestures and actions. For all the fish symbols on the car and all the crosses around the neck, we surely must know that we can do more harm than good when we lose patience in the department store or traffic. I saw, sadly enough, something that was pretty true on Facebook this week. It was a Maxine cartoon, and I didn't put it there. And it said, "Nothing speaks of the Christmas spirit like people trampling over you to get to a cheap TV." Please join me, won't you, in taking greater care this Advent season and all that we say and all that we do, so that we truly reflect and honor the one whose purpose was born into the world that we might reflect his love. And secondly, be the hope to someone in need. As Chase said, the family-to-family boxes are fabulous that you came through beyond our goal. And so many other opportunities are there, especially in this season, to give. And you all are so faithful. I know that you'll take every opportunity to do that. But there may be other ways to do so other than just through material gifts. There will be people that you run into that you need to share your smile. There will be people that you see that just need a word of hope and caring. It's so easy for all of us to write a check. It's a little more difficult to get out of our comfort zone and take the gift of our time and of ourself and say a word to someone we may not know, but someone who is a brother and sister in Christ and a son or daughter of God. Be the hope to someone in need. And thirdly, what we hope for shapes how we wait. I heard someone say the other day that before you know it, Black Friday is going to be Good Friday. We know for a fact many people get up at insane hours to get that flat screen or that Xbox at a more reasonable price, and I think it's fabulous to save your money. I think what I would hope for is we would be willing to get up early with just as much enthusiasm to come and worship our Lord, not just at Christmas, but every Sunday, because Sabbath has been set aside for that purpose, and that we would rush with that money we saved and give our offering to the Lord, being excited that we could do that for him. What are our expectations in this life, and what are God's expectations for us in this life? Shouldn't we grow in such a way that the two become really close, if not one? And finally, remember, Jesus was given to you and to me to be the ultimate hope in our lives. I thank the good Lord he's not finished with me yet. I know there's others who love me dearly that also thank God that he's not finished with me yet. Our lives are a process. We acknowledge we are incomplete. We acknowledge we are broken. We acknowledge we are sinful and flawed. We also acknowledge that every choice we make comes with a consequence. And many of us are still paying out those consequences. I like very much what Paul said in Corinthians. I thank God for you because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For in him you have been enriched in every way, because your testimony about Christ has confirmed you. Therefore, do not lack in any spiritual gift as you wait for Jesus Christ to be revealed. Keep strong to the end, so you will be blameless on the day of our Lord, who has called you into the fellowship and faith. Wow, blameless. I know that the only way I'm ever going to be blameless is through the blood of Jesus Christ, my Savior. Only through the grace of Christ am I saved. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of my world that gives me that light in my dark moments, that penetrates through the dreariness and the doom and the gloom of whatever situation I may be going through and shows me that pathway. It's right there in front of me and pushes me to take it. Receive the gift of hope. Do not keep it to yourself, however, share it. That's what it's meant to be shared. What do you suppose Noah did with that leaf when he got it? When he took it from the beak, or perhaps the dove dropped it from its beak, what do you suppose he did with it? Do you think he gave it a little kiss and threw it overboard? Do you think he saved it and put it in his pocket of his cloak and was going to press it for later in a scrapbook? What do you suppose he did with that symbol of hope? Do you think he gave a hoop and a holler like a Razorback first down? I bet he did. Because that's how you respond to hope. You share it with the ones you love. As Paul said in Corinthians, love bears all things, believes all things. What? Hopes all things, endures all things. I think that's what Elizabeth's words did for Mary. She gave her hope with her witness and testimony, blessing Mary in such a way, affirming Mary, wow, look what God has done for you above all women. Mary passed on that hope as she brought up her son Jesus. And that hope was perpetuated as Jesus now gives that hope to you and me. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, Mary said. He has lifted the humble and remembered the merciful. Those are the words from God's child. Those are the words from the mother of Jesus. I think that we find love in words of hope. So today, my friends, rediscover the gift from God, the gift of hope in Jesus Christ. It's the expectation you have which shapes you while you wait. It is the gift which offers light to the "this just isn't fair" situation and offers the priceless answer to your reality. When you say, I just can't do this on my own, listen closely to the voice of God saying, I know you can't. That's why I've done it for you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I would invite the congregation to prepare to stand and sing our hymn of commitment, Angels We Have Heard on High, 238. If there are those here today who would like to unite with this church in any of the ways we receive members, to come forward and profess the author of all hope, Jesus Christ, as your Lord and Savior, to renew that profession or to pray, we invite you to come forward at this time. Let us be standing. it was so good to be in worship with you today, and I hope that you'll go forward this day and invite someone to experience the gift of Advent here at Asbury Church. Won't you please receive the benediction? And now may the love of God, the communion and fellowship of the Holy Spirit, and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with you now and forevermore as we go forward in His holy peace. Amen.